I've read the Freedom Rally has been a particularly difficult permitting struggle with the city of Boston from its beginning back in 1989. But this year, you'll be celebrating the event's 25th anniversary. What has the Freedom Rally meant to legalization efforts in Massachusetts and everywhere?
Well, a major role is the primary function of our organization. And we are a nonprofit public education organization. I'm speaking now to MassCAN. I'd say primarily it's been to educate the public. And since we started educating people about the rally 25 years ago, a lot of those people who were college students who went to see the rally when it first started are now, adults, far more likely to vote. And that was part of our hope, was that we would, throw this event in the fall when Boston was full of college students. We'd have lots of good bands and speakers. We'd make sure that the college population here in Boston understood our topic. And as time progressed, we were pretty sure that that would pay off for us, and I think it has. Another great thing that the Freedom Rally has done, which doesn't necessarily apply directly to legalization, but you'd mentioned it before, we've had to sue the city of Boston 4 times now in order to have freedom of speech and freedom of assembly on Boston Common, and 4 times the courts have told the city of Boston that their actions were unconstitutional. And many of your listeners may not know, but Boston Common is the very first place in the known universe where freedom of assembly and freedom of speech were guaranteed by law. So we here in MassCAN feel it's very, very important to maintain that right, and in particular on Boston Common. So that's another great function that the Freedom Rally has had. It's to point out to the city of Boston that their denial of freedom of assembly and freedom of speech are unconstitutional.
In the context of legalized marijuana in Colorado and Washington state, is this year's rally a different event somehow? A prelude to change in Massachusetts and elsewhere?
The same kind of change that Colorado and Washington have seen is definitely coming to Massachusetts. There'll be a statewide ballot initiative. I'm not sure if Nevada has statewide ballot initiatives.
We do.
You do? Oh, you're very lucky then. And we do as well. And in 2016, there will be a statewide ballot initiative here in Massachusetts to legalize the adult use of cannabis. And hopefully the adult growing of cannabis as well.
Would it be accurate to describe the Freedom Rally over time as an act of determination?
An act of determination? There's so many things involved. There's, like I had said before, there's the public just becoming educated after having been so poorly educated previously by our government, our federal government, and their campaigns against cannabis. It's kind of like if you think of it like the scales falling from our eyes. Or as Jack Harris so aptly put it, all of us realizing all at once the emperor has no clothes. It's almost as if the population was hypnotized by roofer madness. And now that the spell has been snapped, the apple's been chewed into, we all see the truth all at once, and change will be extremely rapid.
Well, Bill, is there anything about the festival that might be of interest or importance that I may not have asked you?
Well, one of the things about the festival that's really a great thing is that we get a lot of local bands involved in the cause, and they become champions for us. Playing at the rally is a point of pride for a lot of these bands. We always try and do our very best to pick the very best local bands to play there. And so they are very nicely rewarded with a lot of attention, and it really helps with the local rock and roll scene, which is really a good scene. And it's a good thing when people find out about it, because then they understand how lucky we are to have so many talented musicians in this area.
Well, Bill Downing, I want to thank you so much for taking time to chat with Cannabis Radio News.
It's been my absolute pleasure. Thank you.
So I dry my eyes with the rise of